91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. We devote this hour to a retrospective of some 15 years of our popular food and dining segments with chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper. We've had many stellar guests, meals, and moments over the years. From Emeril Lagasse flying in New Orleans seafood to Chef Paul Prudhomme cooking for us in the studio on propane stove. Then there have been most every Food Network stars. Our regional restaurant coverage has included all the most important celebrities from the kitchen. And of course, we've gotten the lowdown on openings and closings. Wine columnist Fred Tasker joins us as well. This program was recorded 2 years ago. Topical Currents up next after the news. And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. It's a special pledge edition of Food and Dining. Bonnie Berman with you. Again, our pledge number to support local programming is 1-866.
I call it regional.
Regional programming. Okay, regional. Well, you're right. Regional programming and Food and Dining is 1-866-247-9576. That's 1-866-247-9576. And Bonnie Berman with you. Joining us now is chef, author, syndicated columnist, and chocoholic, Linda Gassenheimer.
How can you say that? Where did you get that from?
I got that from years of listening to you.
I see.
Okay, also with us is wine columnist and food enthusiast, Fred Tasker.
Absolutely, food enthusiast. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, and last, very true.
And last but not least, the voice that you just heard, our resident pork...
Gee, I'm last on this program.
Yes, you are,
now?
Because whoa. I wanted to make you our resident pork lover, and particularly bacon, Joseph Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't forget gravy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, gravy and
Bonnie,
butter.
Bonnie once said, my tombstone is going to read... oink, followed by, I don't want to talk about it.
Isn't that good?
Absolutely, Bonnie.
Okay, well, I thought we'd start out the show today, actually, Joe, with you telling us about your process and your thinking when you came up with the idea for Food and Dining almost 15 years ago.
Well, actually, it was a joint process. Linda and I went to lunch at, what was the Pericone's place?
Pericone's, yes, we did.
Over on Brickell, and we discussed it, and she really didn't have much radio experience except just doing spots, but as far as producing. And the first couple of programs we did, if I remember, we recorded them because we were a little bit shaky with the phone calls and that. Remember, one of the early programs was with the late Mr. Food, who passed away a few months ago.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
The guy, it's so good.
It's so good. You know, it was wonderful. And you know, Joe and Bonnie, people say time flies when you're having fun. And it's certainly true. It's hard to believe that we've been on air together starting January, 15 years.
It's a long time.
It's great fun, but I'm looking forward to much more.
And right now, all of us, at least in the studio here in Miami, have a plate of spaghetti and meatballs in front of us. So when we go out and people say, do you really eat that food? Well, here's the answer.
We're gobbling it up. But you know, it's fascinating to produce and host programs. And I just love, I've met so many interesting people in doing that. But, you know, it's the backstories that are really interesting. It tells us a lot about the people. I don't know if, do you remember when we had Danny DeVito on?
Oh,
and,
yes.
And it was just after his limoncello story. You may not remember that.
Where he went on TV a little overserved.
A little overserved on The View. And he told us that he had been out to dinner the night before with George Clooney. They both had the same agent. And they drank, he said, a little bit of limoncello liqueur. Well, it must have been more than that because he went back to the hotel, talked to his wife in California to the wee hours, didn't get any sleep, went on morning television, fell asleep in the limo on the way, and the rest was sort of history. But guess what? He now has a limoncello label.
Yeah, didn't that label start about 2 weeks after that incident? I always thought that was some kind of setup.
Oh, maybe. Could have been.
And wait, when did Fred come into the picture?
From day one.
Fred's always been in the picture.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Fred has written the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column way before we were even on radio. So we've worked a long time together.
Yeah.
And we still like each other. Right, Fred?
Well, some people call us the Bickersons, but I think we get along pretty well.
You only need to say yes, right, Linda?
Oh, yes, right, Linda.
Linda,
she
a lot of
must
people
be obeyed, you know.
A lot of people and listeners might think, well, it shouldn't be too hard to produce food and dining programs. Then you could think up a few ideas, one, two, three, or four ideas. But let's take 15 years times 50.
52.
Well, 52, because okay. Now and then we're off, but wow, that's a lot of programming.
Yes, it certainly
is. Yeah, how
is.
Do you decide each week on your content, Linda?
Well, there's just so many interesting people and so many interesting things to talk about and do, and everything's always new. And I happen to love what I'm doing, so there's always something to talk about. Do you remember when Emeril Lagasse was here?
Do I?
He was here a few times, and you know, we recorded him. And
one time he flew in seafood from New Orleans for us.
That's right. That's right. That's why we love him. But anyway, I was surprised he was here, and we kept him a little longer because we recorded two programs. We only thought we'd do one. And his PR person said, oh, we're late. We have to leave. And when he opened the door to leave the studio, there was a lineup of everybody in the building who wanted to sign the books. And his PR person said, oh, you don't have time. And he said, I do have time. These people waited for me, and I'm going to sign their books. And I thought that was really, really a nice thing
great.
To do.
Well, you know, I have to brag on Linda a little bit. One of the reasons this show works is that she knows everybody in the world of food. Bring up Jacques Pepin. They were neighbors in Connecticut, and they raised their children together. Mm-hmm. Julia Child, Linda worked in her eccentric kitchen in the south of France. She can get Martha Stewart on the phone. I mean, that's a skill.
She can get anybody.
Elton Brown.
Right.
Elton Brown.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Now I have to be nice to you, Fred. Thank you.
Yep. You got to cross out all that stuff you were going to say now.
Right. Well, you know, when we had Martha Stewart on just recently, Valentine's Day, I was so surprised because she said to me, she said on air, well, I don't have a Valentine and I would like to have one. And then shortly after that on the Today Show, they went online looking for a Valentine for her.
Oh, so we broke that story then.
We certainly did.
We scooped it.
Yeah,
we did.
I volunteered, but she turned me down.
There's no comment there.
Exactly.
Well, talk about turning you down, whatever. Do you remember Rachel Ray was here?
Do I? Two or three times.
You mean speaking of turning Joe down?
And yeah. And she was as prettier than on in person than on air, and just the nice and sweet and totally unaffected by her fame.
Well, yeah, she hung around for a good hour after the show signing autographs, and a lot of them were for kids because she had a new cookbook out that was called Cooking Rocks, and I was about to humiliate myself by asking her, why would you want to cook a rock, when I realized that she means it was a kid's book and that cooking is very cool, so it rocks.
Oh, cooking.
Hello, Fred.
Close call.
What I thought was funny was all of a sudden the studio was filled with several men. And I looked at Joe, and, well, Joe had invited everybody to come in and meet her.
In fact, we used the big studio for that.
Yes,
recording.
We did. But here's another story about Rachel Ray, which just I find so amazing, another backstory. I had written a print article from her, and we needed to copy check. So we called her, and she didn't call back. And then one Sunday morning, I get this phone call early. Excuse me. And it's Rachel. She's, hello, Linda. I said, Rachel, what's the matter? You sound exhausted. She says, oh, well, she said, I've just been celebrating all night. I'm in Italy. I've been celebrating my wedding. I said, you called me the morning after your wedding? And she said, well, you needed the information, so here it is.
Boy.
She's devoted.
Yeah. So
she's just a nice lady. I really like her.
Yeah. And another time I called her, I wanted something for Thanksgiving article, and she had just again landed in Italy, and she said, hurry up, Linda, I'm in Italy. But I asked her the question, and off the top of her head, she gave me the whole Thanksgiving leftover meal in 2 seconds, which I thought was really, really interesting.
So I have another question for Joe.
Mm-mm.
Does food and dining, is the picture of what you envisioned 15 years ago what it's become?
Pretty much. It's evolved like everything else. After you've done this a few years and feel comfortable with it. And I know Linda's always top pro. Her people are always here. I never have to worry about, oh gosh, where's Linda? She's here a half an hour early. She's all set up. And we've been with her at some of her cooking demonstrations, like at the arts festivals and that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like a machine. She's got that,
oh, thank
that cooler,
you. A machine.
And everything is prepped and boom, 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 boom. There's no messing around with her.
But you know, but Linda, we've had a few close calls when we got right down to the last second and the guest was just finally coming into the parking lot, too.
Yeah, that's...
Sometimes we have to fill a little bit or vamp.
Which is tough on a live show.
Right. Well, we're going to take just a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Bonnie Berman and Joe Cooper and Fred Tasker.
And we're going to talk about supporting regional programming.
Right.
And regional programming is so important. So we would like everyone's support.
And the way to do it here in the final throes of the fall pledge here at WLRN is by calling 866-247-9576. Good afternoon, Tom Hudson, along with Jason Zabka and Peter Gordon here on the fall fun drive. Guys, we want to be pledge-free by ATC, All Things Considered. We want to put the all back in All Things Considered this afternoon. We've got a goal of $50,000. That's the goal that we want to raise by 4 o'clock, and we can return National Public Radio's All Things Considered to you pledge-free. $50,000 is all that we have left for our fall fundraising goal here, Jason. We can do it. We can do it in the next 2 hours and 45 minutes to get pledge-free by ATC. Do your part now, won't you, at 1-866-247-9576. 866-247-9576 or safe and secure online at WLRN.org.
Yeah, you know, if you do call, you can win a lunch with Joe and Bonnie and watch Topical Currents live. Are we giving away a lunch, or is it just that we can have lunch while listening to Joe and Bonnie?
I think there's lunch provided. It's not a brown bag kind of situation. Lunch is provided as well.
Very nice. And watch Topical Currents live right here in the studio, and you and a guest can, as we said, have lunch here at WLRN with Joe and Bonnie, watch an episode of Topical Currents live and in person from the broadcast booth. And the only way to get a chance to do that is to pledge $250 or more.
And now don't spill the mayonnaise on the board, though, Peter. You don't want to do that.
The entire world would go away if that happens.
Yes,
with all
would.
These electronics. No, not a good idea. Be very, very careful. Here's something you can have all for your very own, and it's a little bit longer lasting than just a lunch. How about an autographed copy of Linda Gassenheimer's new book, Delicious One-Pot Dishes? That's for a $60 pledge, which translates to $5 a month as your contribution. Also, autographed copies of Delicious One-Pot Dishes and Quick and Easy Chicken for a $90 pledge. That's just $7.50 a month.
Quick and Easy Chicken, Quick and Easy Pledge. It's just that easy. 866-247-9576. 866-247-9576. WLRN.org. Is it $5 a month that you can comfortably give? How about $10 a month? Maybe you could join the Circle of Friends membership level at $100 a month. Maybe you have it within your wherewithal to give that transformative gift. I call those gifts numbers with commas in it, Jason. Maybe now is the time that you have decided to support local programming on your public media source from Key West up to the Palm Beaches and Topical Currents. 866-247-9576.
Yeah, Tom, you know, speaking of Key West up to the Palm Beaches, WLRN takes a great deal of pride in serving the four major counties that make up South Florida. Of course, that's Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade, and Monroe. Our news team works hard every day to bring you the most important, compelling stories from every corner of our region. Support WLRN, South Florida's only public broadcasting station. Support us with your pledge now. Call 866-247-9576. It couldn't be any easier, or you can log on to our website, WLRN.org. It takes about 2 minutes, and we certainly do appreciate your support.
I'll give you an idea of the breadth of coverage, Jason, that you're talking about. From Key West, we're going to have some reporting next week on the 10th anniversary of Wilma. The Keys and Monroe County was one of those areas that was bruised and battered considerably, not only during Wilma, but that 2004-2005 series of hurricane seasons here, a historic measure by any stretch of the imagination. Mm. We'll hear about kind of the lasting effects of those storms in that community. And then today, we're up reporting in Palm Beach with that fatal shooting involving a police officer and a 31-year-old drummer on the side of I-95 early on Sunday morning. We'll be covering that in WLRN News. This kind of breadth of coverage, Peter, comes with a financial cost. It's expensive to put people in those places and make sure it's the right people to tell the stories.
Absolutely. None of it just happens. And we're with local reporters, we're with national reporters. We're actually with worldwide reporting coming back into our own local stations. It's really quite remarkable. If the audience could just see all the activity in our newsroom constantly going on 24/7, sure. And we're there for you.
Our own Tim Padgett just back from Honduras doing some amazing work.
That's right. You can hear the results of the financial investment that this community makes in news and information and entertainment throughout the dial here at WLRN. Do your part now, won't you? We want to reach $50,000 before 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we will go pledge free by ATC, putting the all back in All Things Considered. No pledge breaks during All Things Considered. If you can come together and hit that $50,000 goal by 4 o'clock this afternoon, do your part now, won't you? It's safe and secure on the telephone or online. Here's that phone number now, 866-247-9576. You can put it on a credit card. You can do a monthly. You can do a one-time donation. Whatever you're comfortable with. 866-247-9576. Of course, safe and secure online as well. Just punch this right into the browser, WLRN.org. And thanks for your support. Your love.
Herman Laverne Jones Theater South and the Arts Center bring The Eve of Jackie to South Florida now through October 25th. Starring in this musical concert and play is Broadway superstar Chester Gregory. The Eve of Jackie transports you into the 1960s to relive and celebrate the trailblazing legendary pop and soul artist Jackie Wilson. Playing through October 25th at the Arts Center. More information at artscenter.org or 305-949-6722.
Miami's original storytelling show, Lip Service, is back. The Knight Award-winning Lip Service is true, personal stories told live. Miracle Theater, October 24th. Tickets at lipservicestories.com.
We're funded by WLRN members and by Brickell Bank, specialists in wealth management, personal and corporate banking, residential and commercial real estate lending, and trade finance services for domestic and international clients. More at BrickellBankMiami.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to today's Topical
we
Currents.
We want to thank all those callers.
We do. We want to thank all of you who have made your pledge. And we want to encourage those of you who haven't to call us at 866-247-9576. That's 1-866-247-9576 to support Topical Currents, Food and Dining, Linda Gassenheimer, Fred Tasker, Joseph Cooper, and Bonnie Berman with you. And we're hoping you're continuing to make your pledges.
Indeed. We have a lot of fun doing this program, but it's also a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
There's a lot of heart goes into this program from our staff, from Richard and Fran and you and
Paul Leary.
Leary
who does the website.
It's not really that many people when you compare it to the credits, say, on Fresh Air or Diane Rehm. It's like, gosh, would I like to have a staff like that?
Wow. Right.
You know, the nice thing about it, though, is that it's fun. It's always a good time when you do it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And speaking of Fred, well, that was the voice of Fred Tasker, of course. Why don't we listen to a little something about wine?
Works for me.
A bottle of wine, a fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home. Let me go back and start singing over. A bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Are you singing, Fred?
We're dancing
singing. That's
here.
My theme song.
Rambling around in this dirty old town, singing for nickels and dimes. Time's getting tough, I ain't got enough to buy a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home. Let me go back and start over. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Is that Fred doing the harmony?
I have a question for you, Fred.
Uh-huh.
We kid a lot about your love of champagne, but I'd like to know seriously if there's any food you've come up with that doesn't go with champagne.
Oh, wow, that's a toughie. I suppose that if you were making a roast haunch of bear or something,
champagne
might kind of get blown out of the water.
Maybe you'd need the bubbles to take care of that bear.
Yeah, you need them there too.
Or have the courage to go shoot the bear, I guess.
Let me go back and start over.
Okay. I was struggling through to make the latest guru. I was the 200th person in line. I turned to a friend, it's all the same in the end. Why don't we get a little bottle of wine?
A bottle of wine, a fruit and a vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home. Let me go back and start over.
And of course that was Bottle of Wine, a famous song by Tom Paxton, performed with other folk musicians.
You know, Fred once told me about his days in Italy when he was drinking that cheap jug wine. I guess that song would have been apropos for those times, Fred.
You know, wine is always wonderful, but it's always, as your mother says, everything in moderation.
And we want to thank Michael Stock, by the way, for providing all these musical interludes for us.
But you know, talking about music, do you remember we had Trisha Yearwood on? She's the country singer and a Grammy Award winner, but she's also a big cook and a chef. But what I thought was really funny, when she's told us about her husband, Garth Brooks, and his breakfast bowl. Now, here's what went into his breakfast bowl. Eggs, frozen tater tots, sausage, bacon, packaged cheddar cheese, packaged cheese, and garlic tortellini.
See, now champagne would go great with that.
So I guess that gave him enough energy to get through the day.
See that?
Well, I wanted to ask Bonnie and Joe a little bit about their background. Because, Joe, you've been in the radio business for we won't say how many years.
You mean after I got out of the juvenile delinquency center? Or?
Well, that was your comment. But how did you get into the radio business?
I was 17 years old. I started working at an underground station in St. Louis. And I would take the bus down there at night. It was called KDNA. And they were the founders of WDNA, originally the Bascom Foundation. And then I went to the University of Missouri. I majored in photography and journalism, switched to broadcast, and did a little television work, but I always preferred radio.
So have you always been here on radio in Florida?
Well, I've worked some in Missouri and also commercial station. I worked in an automated Drake Chenault format commercial station. Mm-hmm. So I was able to do a little bit of top 40 talking, 647 on KFMZ.
Oh, you got the voice.
Yes.
So, and you know a little bit about the history of LRN and how we want people to continue to support LRN.
Of course I do. It's been quite a tremendous growth from what we started with up at the old Lindsay Hopkins building with a little 8-pot mono board. And we were like 10,000 watts, and then we went stereo, 100,000 watts. We didn't even have satellite, NPR satellite then. It was by telephone lines that we got All Things Considered. And then later, Morning Edition didn't come across until about 1977. For a long time, we had a major radio network that didn't have a morning program. Today, it just sounds so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
It does. And Bonnie.
Yes.
Go ahead. You have a question first?
What year did Morning Edition start?
I think about 77.
And the first host?
Of Morning Bob Edwards. It was a big boondoggle. They had hired a couple of commercial people to do that show, and they played it for the stations as an audition, and they absolutely hated it. So they took Bob Edwards off of co-hosting All Things Considered with Susan Stamberg and made him the lone host of Morning Edition. And of course,
which he was for years.
For 25, 30 years.
Right. And Bonnie, you've been in the business a while. Tell us about it.
Well, I started actually by reading to the blind, if you can believe. I mean, I always thought about radio because I was a classical music lover and played piano, and so listened to the classical station a lot and thought about radio. But I started by reading to the blind. A friend of mine went blind, and so I started doing.
And that was here.
That was here.
Right.
You read the New Yorker, if I remember.
I read the New Yorker to him every week. And from there, I started doing stuff with Joe, actually. We did a Shelter from the...
Shelter from the Night. It was a
documentary.
A documentary about Camilla's house. Back in those days, I worked in high quality and not quantity like I do now. These things would take a month to edit.
Well, it was reel to reel, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I had to go out I lived on the streets for a few days and had a special stereo recording set up. And I even had the tape machine going. I was hoping this was the low point of my career. In the men's showers at Camilla's house, I was recording.
That's right.
Goodness, wow.
And so that, and then Joe had me do some spots, and then TV heard them, and then TV hired me to do their spots. And then one thing led to another, and I also worked, of course, at WTMI.
I was going to say,
quite a long time.
For
and
a
then
while
the AM
there.
Station, too. Mm-hmm.
I worked at the AM station, the AM classical station, after WTMI.
And you've been with us for a while here as a co-host, but for a while you were doing all the engineering for the show.
Yes,
and all
I did
the spots that.
That
you heard.
And all the spots.
Yeah,
right.
I've done a lot of different things there. Right. I actually did Morning Edition for a while.
Mm-hmm. And Fred Tasker, you were the wine columnist for the Miami Herald, retired, but still writing about wine columns, about wine for a column, syndicated column. But you weren't originally a wine columnist, is that right?
Well, I came to the Herald in 1969, and I was, for 42 years, I was a general assignment reporter and a medical writer and a science writer and all that sort of thing. Oh. But I had actually started drinking wine, I guess. I was drinking that cheap Lambrusco that Joe was talking about when I was in college in Italy. You could get a liter of it for 48 cents, and that's about how much we had as students. Then in 1991, the Herald asked me to start, our wine columnist left, and the Herald asked me to start writing about wine, and I've been doing it ever since. And it appears in the Herald and like 30, 40 newspapers around the country now.
But Fred, how did you learn about wine from being a science columnist?
Well, that was my hobby. There was a group called Les Amis du Vin, which was run by Chip Cassidy, the legendary South Florida wine man. And he would bring in guests about once a month, and we would go out and taste wine and listen to a lecture about the wine. And then once I started doing the column, the best way that you learn about wine is that a couple times a week, a California or Italy or French winemaker will come to Miami to hold tastings for the shops that sell his wine, and they usually invite the media. So that's a chance to sit there and sip the wine and taste it and interview the guy who made it at the same time. So
all
that's
right.
Better than any college classroom.
It's time to ring the cash register a little bit.
Right. Okay. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. I'm talking with Bonnie Berman and Joe Cooper and Fred Tasker about our memories here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
More memories on Topical Currents in South Florida coming up. This is Tom Hudson. We're in the middle. We're in the final stretch, the very final stretch of our fall fun drive as we try to wrap it up. We're trying to do it by 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's the hope. If we can do it by 4 o'clock this afternoon, it is pledge-free ATC, pledge-free all things considered on your drive home or errands throughout South Florida this afternoon. Tom Hudson along with Jason Sapka and Peter Gordon here for the fall fun drive. Here's how to participate. We need to chip away at this $49,000 figure. That's all that's left for the entire amount that we need to raise here during the fall fund drive. If we can get $49,000 before 4 o'clock, by 4 o'clock, it's pledge-free by ATC, all things considered. Here's how to do your part. 866-247-9576. 866-247-9576. Safe and secure online, Jason, at WLRN.org.
Thanks, Tom. I understand we're under 50,000 now.
Yeah.
Just around 49,000 to go to meet our goal, and we're hoping to do that by all things considered. And we do appreciate your patience. We you know, even though you understand that pledge drives like this are essential to paying for the news coverage you rely on, we realize that your patience for this fundraising campaign is limited. You're running out of time to help. We're counting on you to carry us over the finish line. The funding of fair and carefully researched reporting on WLRN is in your hands. You can help us out by calling 866-247-WLRN. That's 866-247-9576. Call and make your pledge now, or you can go online, safe and secure, WLRN.org.
And maybe a little enticement of an autographed copy of Linda Gassenheimer's new book, Delicious One-Pot Dishes. You can have that for a $60 pledge. That's just $5 monthly. Or, even better, you can have autographed copies of Delicious One-Pot Dishes and Quick and Easy Chicken for a $90 pledge. That's $7.50 for month. Just simple. Just call 1-866-247-WLRN. That's 866-247-9576 or online at WLRN.org.
The greatest thing, guys, about those books, one dish. One dish. Now, Linda's not going to wash that dish for you after you make her recipe in it, but you will only have one dish in which to wash, though. That's, I mean, that plus supporting public radio. I mean, how good could it get? 866-247-9576. Give at that level. You can choose between those two gifts there at those various levels. 866-247-9576. As we chip away at that goal, below $50,000 to go. We've got about 2.5 hours to get there in order to return all things considered to you pledge free. WLRN.org.
And also, as we mentioned before, there's the Lunch with Joe and Bonnie. You and a guest can have lunch right here at the WLRN studios in Miami with Joe Cooper and Bonnie Berman, the hosts of Topical Currents. And you can see an episode live in person from the broadcast booth. And that is for a pledge of $250. You know, Tom, I just had an idea. How about if somebody helps us out right now with the full $48,000 that we need to complete our goal?
Yeah.
The three of us, you, me, and Peter, will go and cook dinner for them.
Absolutely.
And we'll make them a one-pot dish.
All three of us on one pot. That's one pretty pot. Good distribution of labor, I think.
Maybe
we'll go all in and each of us will have one pot. So it'll be a three-pot dinner.
There's some leftover wine in the control room, right?
Sure. Oh. There is. From Fed.
I didn't know about that.
There you go. That's one of those transformative gifts that Jason is asking for. Here's how to do it. It's safe and secure. We've got plenty of capacity on the phone lines. No problem at all. Bandwidth. There's plenty of folks ready to take your donation. 866-247-9576. 1-866-247-9576. WLRN.org. Our thanks to the generosity that we're seeing here right now during Topical Currents from Leanne in Pompano Beach, a new member. Douglas, a new member from Stuart, Florida. It's great that we're reaching way up there in Palm Beach County, and we'll be there in a stronger way in the weeks ahead. Arnold is a new member as well, calling in from Miami Beach, and another new member, James from Miami. Robert, an existing member, re-upping from Hollywood. Peter, it's great to see the existing members kind of doubling down on this investment and new members coming in.
We think the world out of all of you, from the Palm Beaches all the way down to Key West. And remember, WLRN connects you to authors, food, history, and so much more in a way that no other news outlet can. Please call 866-247-WLRN.
Or WLRN.org. And thank you for your generosity.
Live Nation presents Yanni, Saturday, February 6th at the Perfect Vodka Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now for Yanni and are available at LiveNation.com. That's LiveNation.com.
The Big Friendly Giant performs at South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center Saturday, October 24th. You can enjoy the wacky tales of acclaimed children's author Roald Dahl as his characters come to life with giant puppets in a world of magical adventures. Tickets at smdcac.org.
Florida International University offers students the ability to earn a healthcare MBA online. They can earn this nationally accredited degree in 18 months. This program is designed for healthcare professionals who want to seek a degree without interrupting their career. Learn more at fiuonline.com/healthcare. That's fiuonline.com/healthcare.
And welcome back to a special pledge edition of Food and Dining on Topical Currents. Thank you, everybody who has made your pledge. We appreciate it.
We really do.
And again, we'll just give that number in case you almost got it, but didn't quite
maybe
get it
written
down.
Maybe they didn't hear it enough.
Right. 1-866-247-9576. You can also pledge online at WLRNradio.org. Of course, I'm Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper, Linda Gassenheimer, and Fred Tasker on this special pledge edition. Linda, what do we always do now?
Well, what do we do? We eat. Of course.
And?
Dinner in minutes. Ah. All right. We talked earlier about Danny DeVito, and he was talking about his meatballs, and he thought his meatballs were better than mine. Well, I've made you today meatballs and spaghetti, which we are eating
right now.
I'm sorry you're not here in the studio with us, Fred.
Well, I'm sipping a little glass of Lambrusco, so I'm okay.
I feel like I'm on the Italian hill in my hometown of St. Louis.
Well, these are very light, fluffy ones. And the reason they're light and fluffy is because I soak. I'm sorry, I'm eating while we're talking.
I am too.
You take bread, some white bread, and you soak the bread in water, and then you squeeze it dry. And then I have some sirloin, chopped sirloin here, and a little garlic, sage, onion, some raisins. Combine that all together, either in the food processor, or I like to do it by hand because it keeps them light and fluffy. It doesn't get too much work on it. Add a little egg, mix it all together, a little salt and pepper, and then I sauté them in a skillet.
First, how finely do you grate them?
Grate the...
You talk about putting the food in the meat in the food processor?
Oh, yeah. Just chop it a little bit, just to combine everything, because the meat's already ground. The bread just falls apart once you've done that. And the other things are already chopped and ready to go. So don't overprocess. Sauté them for about 10 minutes in a skillet, and then just make sure they're brown on every side. Add some pasta sauce to the skillet and let that cook for a little bit, and then they're done. You serve it over cooked and drained spaghetti.
And you served it with the mostaccioli, right?
I served it with what?
Mostaccioli. Isn't that the pasta we're having, or is it penne?
It's penne pasta. I call it meatballs and spaghetti, but I for the studio
right,
I didn't
want
you
we didn't
want to
be slurping up spaghetti.
Exactly, slurping all over the place. I used a shortcut pasta, which you can do as well, so that's very easy. That whole recipe is at dinnerinminutes.com, and please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer.
And Linda, I think just in deference to you, I said you were a chocoholic when we started out the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that all desserts, you're an all dessert kind of lady.
Yes, I'm not really a chocoholic.
Okay, just desserts.
It just has to taste good.
Just a dessertaholic.
Okay, dessertaholic. Okay. Right. Well, right. Why don't we listen to a little of this musical interlude by Robin Harper called Fudge.
Take a little butter, a third of a cup. You dump it in a bowl and then you cover it up with 3 cups of chocolate chips and use the good kind.
Oh, you tell them, Mama.
Top it with a can of sweet thick milk. You nuke it in the microwave until it's like silk. Well, come on in and take your shoes off. I'll make you some fudge.
Sounds better than sex.
Oh, boy.
So these musical interludes are from compiled from folk composer, musician Christine Lavin.
She's excellent.
Yeah. And, of course, provided by Michael Stock. And that was for you, Linda.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. You know, she's talking about butter. And you remember Julia Child used to say, you can eat butter. There's nothing wrong with eating butter and all of that. And, of course, she lived till she was 90-something years old. But, you know, we interviewed her several times. And as Fred mentioned, I stayed in her home in the south of France. She was really a brilliant person. She was went to Smith College from Santa Barbara, California. So that was a long trip for us in that period of time. And I remember she was here in Miami one time, and I took her into I had a television show, a short one, and took her into the studio. And she just amazed me. Here, I'd been going to the station, for weeks and weeks and weeks. And she walked and she says, oh, she said, oh, look what's here. I've never seen anything like it. I said, what's the matter? She says, these cameras are robots. There were no cameramen behind them. I hadn't noticed it. So then she marched herself up into the director's booth to see how they were working these cameras.
And she was curious.
But she noticed it right away, and I had to pull her away because we were doing a live show. But on the way, she said, Linda, could you stop over here at this Walgreens? I need to buy a notebook. I said, well, what do you need it for? She said, well, I'm taking notes. I said, what are you taking notes? She said, well, I'm always learning something, and I always want to have a notebook here ready to learn. So that was a real treat to know her.
That's wonderful.
And to see what she was really like as a person.
Did you see the movie? Was it accurate?
Yes. Well, you know, Meryl Streep did a wonderful job. But, you know, one time we did play our tapes of Julia because we wanted people to hear her real voice. And that was wonderful. But it was accurate. She wanted to be in the Secret Service. I guess it was called the OSS at that time. And she was too big. She's 6'2". And they said, you're a woman.
She'd stand out as a spy?
Yeah, she would stand out, of course. But she went overseas and worked in the office, and that's where she met the love of her life, who was Paul, her husband Paul Child. And so that was very accurate in the movie. That was a very close relationship.
So what about you, Linda? Did you always love to cook as a little girl?
Well, if truth be told, I always liked to eat.
Oh, so is that why you learned how to cook?
Well, when I got married, I said to my mother, my husband really likes good food, and I really know how to cook. And she said, I'm not worried about you because you like to eat. And so I learned. I guess I overachieved a little bit.
You must have become a quick study.
Right. Well,
did you start like with the joy of cooking? Or?
Well, no, actually, we lived in Europe, you know, London and Paris for so long, and I started taking cooking lessons there. And I actually talk about, I went from dessert to the main course. So first I learned dessert.
Oh, no wonder that you have a special affinity.
Right. And Mr. Vogenberger was the pastry chef at Fortnum & Mason, and he taught me. He had originally been the chef at the Soccer Hotel in Vienna, and he showed me how to make the original soccer tort.
Oh, wow. That is a fabulous thing.
That is a fabulous
thing. Do you still
thing.
Make it?
For
on occasion?
On occasion.
Okay, special occasions.
It takes a while.
You know, I was reading, I watched that movie about Julia, and it inspired me to, I took my Julia's cookbook. What's the name of that cookbook, Linda?
Mastering the Art of French Cooking?
Yeah, I had a copy, so I just opened it up to an arbitrary page and said, I'm going to cook whatever I open it to. And it turned out that the recipe took 18 hours to cook and maybe 3 days to gather the ingredients. So I went back to the joy of cooking.
I hope there was wine in that recipe, Fred.
Well, there would have been wine in the cook. I know that.
Right. And so then I moved to Paris and I took lessons there and I ran a fruit and vegetable cooperative. And then I became a cordon bleu chef. I took a diploma and opened a cooking school. So I just kept going on and on with all this wanting to eat such
and
good
back in
food.
Miami, you worked in the high-end grocery.
Right,
area,
I was there.
Like
yes,
Gardner's Market.
Right, I was director there for a while,
oh.
And then I came here with all of you.
And how has this show changed your career or enhanced your career?
Well, it's enhanced it because you get to meet and talk to people that you would never, ever meet. And I'd like to talk to people outside the normal venue, that some people who weren't actually chefs. I was thinking of Isaac Stern, who would have thought, you know. Mm. But anytime you would go out to dinner, I've been at several dinners. I've been sitting next to somebody I didn't really know them, and I'd say, "Where'd you eat last night?" Boom, that's it. That's all you have to know.
Right.
And I remember Arthur Schlesinger told me. Then he never stopped talking about food. Well, it's been really, really wonderful talking with all of you.
Boy, this hour has flown by.
It sure has.
We had music. We had spaghetti and meatballs. Good company.
Well, and
good
I want
stories.
To thank. I want to thank you, Bonnie, and you, Fred, and you, Joe, for working together. It's been really a lot of fun. And I want to thank our listeners. I love their emails and their wonderful support. So I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Please join me next week for more food news and views.
This is WLRN, our fall fun drive. We're in the final throes here on Topical Currents on this Thursday afternoon. Tom Hudson along with Jason Zabka and Peter Gordon. And we are trying to cross the finish line. We've got a matter of hours left, but you can do your part to, in fact, shave off some hours. You can still buy back time this afternoon. You've made it through this far in our membership fun drive. Perhaps you haven't donated just yet. You can do your part now and buy back your afternoon. How about that? Here's how to do it. 866-247-9576. The more money that we can get to chip away at our goal before 7 o'clock tonight, which is when the fun drive will end, rain or shine, if we get $44,000 sooner rather than later, you'll buy back that time. Here's how to do it. 866-247-9576 or WLRN.org.
You know, most businesses spend considerable amounts of time and money trying to identify their niche in the market. In public radio, we're lucky because we sort of had ours handed to us. How could we have known that quality journalism would become a niche? But it has, and we need your financial support now to keep it going. Please help us. Please call 866-247-9576. That's 866-247-WLRN. Go online, WLRN.org. Pledge your support now, won't you?
And I was just looking at the, this is Caroline Brader Watts, by the way, butting into this hour of Topical Currents, but happy to do so. I was just noticing that our board, where we're counting down the goal, just made a big downturn, which means we're getting to the goal, which means we're going to wrap this up. And that's how quickly it happens here. When you make your donation, and it really doesn't matter the amount, it's whatever amount fits into your budget. But I do want to make a quick plea to those of you in listening who have the financial wherewithal to make a larger contribution. Perhaps you could become a Circle of Friends member. That's a $100 a month sustaining membership, and that's a way to make a really significant contribution and an impact on our fundraising here, and hopefully really help to get this drive wrapped up by All Things Considered. So if you can do that, we'd love to hear from you. But any amount that fits into your budget is good for us as well. 866-247-9576 or online WLRN.org.
Our listeners need to know that our website, WLRN.org, has gotten a few enhancements recently. But did you know that there's more news reports on our website than we could possibly fit into the broadcast day? You can listen to WLRN.org to catch something you may have missed on the radio this morning, listen to an interview again, or discover something new. We're investing in our digital presence so that you are in the know wherever, however, whoever you are in all of our broadcast region. If you love the idea of taking WLRN wherever you go, then now's the time to sign up. If you're a member, consider renewing to help boost our digital presence.
Peter, I'll give you an idea of how agnostic we are when it comes to distribution. Yes, you may be listening to us here in real time at 91.3 in South Florida, but we provide a multitude of ways to enjoy and consume and to talk back to us here at WLRN. We stream live, of course, on the website. We have live streaming of our HD1 signal, which is our main news and information signal, Jazz at Night, of course. Our HD2 signal, which is all classical music, something that we just recently launched here with the help of support from throughout South Florida. We saw the opportunity with classical music going away in the marketplace that this kind of sophisticated radio programming deserves to be heard, and we know that there's a supportive audience for it. We also provide iTunes Radio. You go to iTunes, you click on the radio, you look for, search for WLRN, you will find WLRN and all the high fidelity of digital audio through your iTunes Radio device. There's a cost to that. It's a few $1,000s a month to be able to provide that streaming service. And then, of course, the podcast, Joe and Bonnie's podcast, Topical Currents, 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You'll find that on the iTunes podcast distribution site. You'll find the Florida Roundup. You'll find the Sunshine Economy. All of these ways to distribute the journalism, to distribute the conversation, to distribute the entertainment and information come with the cost that is supported by listeners like you. Won't you do your part now as we try to become pledge-free by ATC, All Things Considered? $44,000 is what we have left to raise. We want to get there with your help. 866-247-9576. Safe and secure online, WLRN.org.
You know, one of the best ways to give to WLRN is by joining our Sustainer program. You may not have thought of this, and you may be thinking, well, I don't know if I have the wherewithal to give a large contribution right now, and you certainly don't have to give a large contribution, but as a monthly Sustainer, you can give $5, $10, $20 a month on your credit card. You don't even have to think about it. But that adds up to a significant amount of support for your favorite programs like the ones Tom just mentioned, and it's very affordable because you only pay a little bit every month. Very easy to do. Call 866-247-WLRN, 866-247-9576. Go online, WLRN.org. It only takes a couple minutes, and you would be helping us out more than you can imagine.
Still available are some autographed copies of Linda Gassenheimer's new book, Delicious One-Pot Dishes. That's just for a $60 pledge, which turns into $5 a month. Or, even better, you can get autographed copies of Delicious One-Pot Dishes and Quick and Easy Chicken for a $90 pledge. That's just $7.50 a month. Please call 1-866-247-WLRN. That's 1-866-247-9576 or online at WLRN.org.
And Caroline, you know, if you think about it, that's less than the monthly subscription to Netflix. Think about the amount of time you spend with WLRN. We're going to give you a cookbook at that level. We're going to give you a one-pot cookbook from Linda Gassenheimer, our own Linda Gassenheimer, for that level of donation. 866-247-9576.
Something else I just realized or just remembered is everyone who pledges at the $60 amount or higher also gets an additional gift. And actually, this would be kind of perfect. You can get a year's subscription of your, this is your choice. You can get a year's subscription to Wine Spectator magazine. I know that's a magazine that Fred Tasker reads a great deal and believes in. It's got great wine information, dining, travel, entertainment. And that's an additional gift. That's actually whatever you choose at the different levels. As long as it's $60 or above, you can take that as an additional gift just for calling right now, 866-247-9576. You can also take that option when you go online and make your contribution at WLRN.org.
You can also be a spectator to Topical Currents, not just a wine spectator.
Indeed.
With the subscription to the magazine. You can be a spectator here. A pledge level of $250 gets you the chance to have lunch with Joe and Bonnie, not just simply listen to the program, but you're able to come to WLRN. You're able to break bread with Joe Cooper and Bonnie and watch Topical Currents live, listen to it live, see the process. You'll be able to watch the radio sausage being made live in our studios in downtown Miami. That pledge level is $250 at 866-247-9576.
And you get to choose which program, which episode you come and observe.
Cool.
And if you'd like to have Linda involved, if you'd like to come to one of the food and dining segments, Linda will happily break bread with you as well, I guarantee it. 866-247-9576 is the number to call or visit us online. Takes just about 2 minutes of your time at WLRN.org. And thanks to everyone who's called in with their support.
Florida Prepaid helps all Florida families save for college. Open enrollment is now underway. Prepaid plans can be started in as little as 15 minutes and are guaranteed savings for a child's educational future. Florida Prepaid. Starting is believing.
You can dance, drink, and be spooked within the Gilded Age estate of Vizcaya Museum and Gardens at Vizcaya's 29th annual Halloween Sundowner Party, Friday, October 30th. The Halloween extravaganza will feature live music with Spam All-Stars and DJ A-Train, an outrageous costume contest, open bars, food, and so much more. Costumes, alluring entertainment with Bayfront live music and dancing until midnight. Ticket options and details are available at VizcayaHalloween.org. Support for WLRN comes from Cleveland Clinic Florida, whose specialists work with breast cancer patients individually to develop a completely customized approach to treatment. Physicians from the Maruni Cancer Center join with the patient's family and friends to form a support squad, one team rallying against breast cancer. More information is available at clevelandclinicflorida.org/support squad. Cleveland Clinic Florida. Same-day appointments are available.
Thanks for tuning in today. Today's program was recorded and edited by lead producer Richard Ives with technical supervision by Michael Stock. See our website, WLRN.org, for free audio archives of all programs, more information at the Topical Currents Facebook page. Please continue to make your contributions. We want to end this drive successfully this evening at 7. At the latest, the number 1-866-247-9576. 1-866-247-WLRN or online WLRN.org. Tune in Monday for our program about the patient's playbook. We'll show how it's best to maneuver through the medical world and get the best care for you and your family. Again, our number to become a listener contributor is 1-866-247-9576, 1-866-247-WLRN, or pledge online, WLRN.org. Bonnie Berman for Joseph Cooper. Stay tuned for Here and Now, up next from NPR News.